I'm going to talk about the Boston bombings and how it just got super crazy on social media, on Twitter, and not so much Facebook. I was mainly reading tweets, and people kept talking about Reddit, and I was just like, why would I check Reddit? Like, I wouldn't normally check Reddit for news. And then once I saw that they had talked about the Indian guy being a suspect, I was like, holy shit. And I looked at his, like, missing persons, like, Blogspot and Tumblr, and I looked at his pictures, and I was just like, it just doesn't make sense. It does not make sense that he would be, I guess I'm like stereotyping or profiling, but I was just like, he looks like a nice guy. He's got a genuine smile. He's like with his family and an Indian.
I don't know.
And a lot of Indians were like becoming defensive online. I noticed like randomly, like, oh, how dare, like, yeah, it's, I thought that was pretty funny. But, and then it turned out that it wasn't even that guy, Sunhill. It was just speculation. And then, like, the other dude that was posted, the kid from high school that was posted on the New York Post front page, like, that shit, I was just like, I didn't even know about all that. I think I was a day late about finding out about all the controversy about that. But I did post a Tumblr post about from that like Reddit post about that guy. I just didn't know it had gotten that much. I just didn't know, I guess, the power of Reddit. And I don't know, it's just, it's crazy how much misinformation you have. And as I was following it along, I'm a night person, so I was listening to the scanner and like following news, live streaming and tweets, and I noticed they were cool, not cool, but the source of information and the people that were posting accurate links. Like, it was not misguided or whatever, it wasn't like false stuff. But then as I noticed more and more people started waking up, then it just started going haywire. And like the links were just crazy. Like, I felt like it got out of control, and then just like a flood, or like the dam just like flooded out or whatever, broke loose. Like, information was swarming all over, and you just didn't know really what to look at anymore. And it was a mess. It was just a fucking mess. And I just can't believe also that it was like a team of 10,000 like FBI, law enforcement, National Guard, like all that shit. And they shut down the city of Boston, which apparently cost like $333 million. That's not even counting how much they had to pay all the law enforcement people and like the National Guard to deal with that guy, the suspect number two. I guess nobody can pronounce his name, so everybody just calls him White Hat. And the first suspect that died is called Black Hat, which is another thing. But yeah, it was pretty surreal to just be so crazy how everyone was just so full of anxiety, like watching the same stuff and like, oh shit, what's gonna happen? Because we were all scared for Boston and just hoping that everything was gonna be okay. And we didn't know if something else was gonna happen. I mean, we still don't know if something else is gonna happen. But it's so crazy about like the leaked photos of the two guys. I don't know if you've seen them. They're kind of graphic. But at the same time, they keep showing the guy in the wheelchair with his legs chopped, like blown off. So it's pretty graphic as well. These are some of the more graphic photos that I've seen from the U.S., like from the journalism. But yeah, those leaked photos are pretty nasty. I did see that the Chechenian president posted on Instagram like some statement, and I was just like, that's so crazy that he would just be like, oh, I'm posting my statement on Instagram. But it just shows how fucking elite Instagram is compared to other social sites now or apps. And I did notice a bunch of people posting a lot of vines from the area, from the Boston area. I don't think I've seen that many vines posted ever, which I thought was interesting because you would think people would want to post a video. But my favorite vine has to be the FBI agent that climbed over a fence. But he didn't need to because the fence opened. I guess it wasn't locked. And it opened as soon as he climbed over it. So that was classic. I think that's going to be a GIF soon. GIF, whatever. It's pretty funny. Very, very funny. I don't know. It just seems like a crazy, bitter war still against old media and new media, and especially because Reddit failed. A lot of people were talking shit about the keyboard crime fighters. Or, like, I thought that was funny. They call them sleuthing. Sleuthers, detectives, they're just like, leave it up to the guys that actually get paid to do it. But I still think crowdsourcing is very important, and people that turn in the videos of the scene. But I also think that, like, if you're in the area that is shut down or whatever, if it's happening in your backyard, I wouldn't necessarily be posting the address of where it's all going down or like posting pictures before they'd gotten them when they're close by. Because apparently, Suspect 2 was on Twitter up until like a couple of days ago. And that means he was tweeting after the bombings happened. So who knows if he was scrolling along, refreshing his tweets just as much as we were. Could have been helping him out unknowingly. I mean, we shouldn't underestimate these people who are doing terrible things. I can't believe we would never think that he wouldn't be on Twitter. He was. And they found his Twitter. It wasn't even his name. Of course, there was a bunch of like alias accounts, and then they posted his brother's YouTube, which had Al-Qaeda videos and terrorist playlists. But I think that has to be fake. I mean, who in their right mind is going to label a playlist on YouTube terrorist and have a bunch of, like, Al-Qaeda videos in there and just, like, all kinds of incriminating stuff on your YouTube? Like, I don't know. I don't believe the YouTube is his. I think someone made it up. I don't know. But if it is his, it's fucking insane that he would just It's like way.